collapsed. This is SRN News.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Passionate about sports? Want to talk college, prep, or pros? It's time to enter the Sports Zone with Patrick Hyland. Call in. Tell Patrick how you see it. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now, your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome into the Sports Zone. AM 860 has the answers, and hopefully Josh Scott and I will have the answers for a little bit of this March Madness going on in spring training baseball and some shakeups in the NFL with free agency. And also we'll discuss the Lightning. They're hanging in there. I hope they get on a little bit of a hot streak. They've been hot and cold, and that will not bode well when the playoffs arrive. So to start the show off, I always like to thank our military. They do a wonderful job. The men and women out there fighting for our freedom. God bless them. Okay. Also, the policemen and women out there doing a great job on our streets, keeping them safe, and just want to get home safe just like all of us. Act like a professional, you'll be treated like a professional. You act like a fool, you'll be treated like a fool. It's real simple, okay? Real simple. Our first responders, our doctors out there, our nurses, doing a great job. EMT out on the streets patrolling when we get in these crazy car accidents to help us get better. So thank them. And our teachers back to school this week. Spring break is done, and now it's back to finish out the school year. Parents, tell your kids to be responsible to teachers. That helps out everybody and helps out our nation and our country. So I always start the show off that way. I hope people appreciate and understand it because it is important. Sports is fun and fantastic, and it does have a place in society, and it does have a place to make you a better human being. Because I've always said, sports is like life. Team sport. Life is a team game. All right, Josh Levinson, Mr. FanDuel. Missed you last week, but Junior did okay. He filled in for you nicely. We'll give him a little credit. So, anyway, did you have a good time out there in good old Lake Tahoe?
Yeah, we did. More snow than they've had in like 75 years or something like that. So it was, there half of us were from Florida and the other half weren't, but everyone was saying they've never seen anything like it before. So it was just big, huge, 10 feet of snow, walking by it. It was pretty crazy.
Did you have fun? Did you enjoy that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're the good group of guys. We know how to enjoy ourselves regardless of the conditions, you know?
No, I understand.
You got to play through it sometimes.
I understand. I'm glad I wasn't with you, just saying. Not because of the company, because of the weather.
Yeah, no, it was.
You got some good friends.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It was a good time, for real. We were able, and it's interesting, you know, right on the state line, right when it becomes California to Nevada, they got all the casinos and everything right there.
Yeah, it's so cool. Well, the golf course out there is fantastic. That they do the athletes and the actors. It's pretty cool. I enjoy watching that tournament. It's a lot of fun. Yep. Scott Levinson, how the heck are you doing today, sir?
I am just having a great day. It's a little chilly.
It is.
A little chilly, but a nice burst.
And, yeah, not terrible.
Been a good week. And
we always get this around St. Paddy's Day, you know, around the 60s for a couple days. And it just,
A little bit.
And then it's funny, we'll get maybe one in the middle of April again like this. And then maybe, like the first weekend in May.
And then it fades.
And then it's it, baby.
Then meet the heat wave
of Tampa Bay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but we love it. That's why we live here. Josh, how you doing in your brackets, young man?
Doing pretty well. The Duke loss wasn't great, but we're hanging in there. It's just such a wide-open tournament. We won't really know until after today who's still left standing and who's around. But, gosh, it's been some great games. Really exciting.
Excited to see
FAU and Miami both playing today, representing the state of Florida.
Absolutely. It's kind of funny, you know. Josh, FAU's taking on Farley Dickinson, the 16th-ranked team.
So, Patrick.
I know, but we don't want to talk about that blow-in.
Speaking about teams that shouldn't be playing, and you know some of these games are just
I'm with you. I agree.
And you know what I'm going to start off you could say the next thing. Let's start off with the ghost of Chaminade. And now, do you still think these games shouldn't be played?
Oh, sure. One every 10 years happens. I think it's wonderful.
How many have happened this tournament?
A couple.
Again, that's why I said you got to play the game. And I'll tell you.
I agree with that, Scott. I guarantee as a whole, okay, instead of having these two, you know, every 10 years, the games would be better in the first round if you had more equal competition. There's no way to disguise that or deny it. Is it a nice thing for the kids to have? Sure it is. I don't mind it as much in basketball as football, and I think we do agree on this. What I mean is you get pounded in basketball 90-60. It was still a nice outing. You had a good time. You got to see how you but when you get beat 60-6 in football, that's not an enjoyable day.
It's different, but you watching the Purdue game.
Yes.
Okay. They could not adjust.
No.
The speed of that other team, they had no ability to adjust. And it was something they weren't prepared for. They hadn't played lightweight all season. They could go to a zone.
But here,
they didn't know how.
Josh, do me a favor, if you could, there on the good old computer that Al Gore invented, the internet.
No, that's the internet. That's what I said.
Well, you know, he'll take credit for that, too. The new ones, anyway. Oh, no, that would be Uncle Joe who created the computer, Scott. Anyway, let me do a shout out before I forget to my girls over at USF. I don't know how they're going to fare today, but congratulations for, moving forward. Way to go, Bulls.
Playing number one South Carolina today.
It's going to be tough, man.
It's going to be tough, but, you know, some of those games are more exciting to watch than the guys' games.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I want to get to right now. Josh, if you could look at the 8th and 9th seeded games, I would like to see, the spreads in those games. And I'm telling you, I don't know, Josh. I have not. I know some nines won, and I'm the reason I'm asking you to bring it up, and I might lose the argument, but I'm okay with that. I have a good feeling that those games were probably in single digits, every one of those, and they were good games compared to a lot of the 2-15 and 1-16s. But if I'm wrong, I'll man up and say, well, you know what? That's not always necessarily true either.
There were a lot of good games with the ones, the twos, the threes that, in the last 3 minutes, they pulled away. But there were some good games.
Yeah, okay.
Even the Houston-Northern Kentucky game, Houston didn't cover by any means, and it was really close for most of that game until, like he's saying, they pulled away late. Things were definitely competitive. You saw Princeton beat Arizona outright.
Yeah.
So Furman beating Virginia.
I think
I had a feeling that could happen.
There could have been more upsets.
I predicted that in my bracket, by the way.
I think there's been more upsets in this tournament in the first round,
than most of the time.
Than there has been in a long time.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
And looking right now, on Thursday, you had the 8-9 matchup between West Virginia and Maryland. It was a 2-point game.
There you go.
You also had the 8-9 matchup that day that was a 10-point game. So I think if you're trying to look at one tournament to kind of try to make a snapshot.
I was just curious of how it was. More than anything. I'm not trying to make and a whole 50-year,
No, but when you have 64 teams in a one-game sample size for all of this, that is the fun of it. I mean, that is why a lot of people do watch, because we want to see the 16 beat the 1. We want to see the 15 beat the 2. Just the obviously, it doesn't happen often. That would take away from the novelty of it.
Yeah.
But that is part of why we watch, is for that great giant upset. But not only that, look at it now. It was in 2018 that UMBC beat Virginia, the
correct
first time a number 16 seed ever beat a 1 seed. It's now, 5-6 years later? We missed a tournament in between.
Right.
So we all keep saying twice every 100. No, it's been twice in the past now 5 tournaments after never happening once all the time before. So based on that, we're going to be due for another one within the next 5 years or so. Because talent levels are changing. We talk about it with the NIL deals all the time. There is more
That's true.
There's more parity than there used to be.
Which is good.
Tennessee,
that I do like.
Tennessee wasn't used to be this dominant of a basketball team where they're a 4 seed in the tournament. Miami wasn't this good before. You're seeing teams that are really, you know, holding their
Let's
own.
Let's talk about that for our Florida fans here across the state. The Miami Hurricanes.
Like Alabama being one of the favorites right now, you know?
Yeah, they look good.
Good God, they
scary.
Yeah, they were good last night.
I guess Nick Saban's recruiting for them too.
FAU is a 15.5-point favorite today to advance to the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
When would we have ever been saying that, you know?
No.
It's fun.
It is. I don't think they cover that number, do you? If you had to make a prediction for our audience?
I have no idea. That's getting into silly numbers, to be honest with you. I'd never, ever, ever touch a spread that gets to that point just because last minute three, free throws, turnovers, it can get silly. I'd much rather touch the total.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like the over-under?
Not only that, but I feel in tournaments, especially in basketball, you know, talking spreads, talking – when you get down near the end of a game and a team knows it's over, they're not going to do it. I think in basketball you see more of a letdown. They stop working as hard. So those late – it's tougher in basketball, like Joshua was saying, because, you know, you get one guy that just starts dragging. That can, in 3 minutes, you can turn it 10 points. You know, they start firing up half-court threes, and the other team's just going down and doing their thing. And
yeah, it can work both ways, though, because if they're, you know, if they're not up at that point in time, they just kind of dribble the ball out a lot of times, too, or they bring in a lot of their substitutes.
I think it goes to show that you know, coaching really matters.
Yes, it
does. Kansas, after Bill Self unfortunately got sick, they didn't have him around, and I think you could absolutely make the argument that they would have been able to win the Big 12 championship if he was there, based on some decision-making, and yesterday, that they would have been able to, you know, pull out the win where they were favored. And it's, you know, when I was growing up, the college coaches, the basketball coaches, were the big deal. It was about Coach K. It was about Calipari. It was about Roy Williams, Boeheim.
Yep.
Now they're
John Thompson. I mean, they were there forever, too.
Izzo's about the only one you really, you know.
Izzo and Bill Self are kind of the only two left. Boeheim just retired.
Yep.
And, you know, you're
coaches stayed put a lot longer back then, too.
Yes, they did.
In basketball, especially.
Especially.
The alumni wasn't so quick to jump the basketball coaches and get rid of them like they are the football.
Well, it's also there's more money for them to go chase now, too. You know, there's boosters that are putting a ton of money in front of these coaches to get anyone to jump ship and go at another point. And it's happening with the players as well. It used to be, you know, I vividly remember when the Duke-UNC rivalry was big. It was leading ESPN. It was the big thing.
Yeah,
and Tyler Hansbrough was a national star.
Yes, he was.
Nowadays, can you name three college players? Would you be able to even recognize them by face? It was just because of now they have these alternatives where guys are going to play in Europe. They're going to the G League. There's these different ways. And so you're not seeing those big head-to-head, big star matchups like they used to.
There's also so many avenues to watch games.
Yes.
It's just you're not getting focusing, you know, it's not the big build-ups anymore. And it's, I don't know.
I want your opinion, Josh, then you're Scott. Does UM win today?
Miami?
Yes.
No.
They're going to lose today.
Yeah.
Okay. I say they're going to win.
Scott. Indiana's good.
I know
they're a good team.
I just think Miami's going to find a way, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think Indiana's going to take care
of it. I think Indiana is
just a little
too
bit
much.
Okay.
And I think Indiana's one of those teams that they just got a little bit of everything to get where they're going. And I wouldn't be surprised to see them in a Final Four.
Yeah, no. They could do it. There's no question about it. But I could see them getting upset just as easily as making the Final Four.
Yeah.
I think it's a coin flip.
I like Indiana by 4 or 5 today.
Really?
Yeah.
What about Baylor today? Baylor seems to me that they could really do some damage today. What's your thoughts, Josh?
They haven't looked as dominant as they have in other seasons. I think Creighton's going to give them a push. I expect Baylor to win, but I think it'll be a one-possession game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not seeing Baylor being the, as Josh calls them, dominant, and they have been, but I'm not seeing that athleticism that they've showed over the past few years, where they're just monsters on the boards and that. Yeah. Didn't see that.
Let me ask you this, Josh, Scott. This one I'm going to be a little naive on, but just my memory bank, hopefully it's working today. And that is that Creighton, whatever you want to call them, okay, my memory bank says they seem to choke in the second round an awful lot, and they get so much publicity. They're going to be this, they're going to be that, and then they don't come through, Josh. Am I have some point to my thought process or not?
It certainly feels like that. They're one of those teams, you know, that's always there but never really do anything.
They I put them in that lump with, like, Providence, put them in that with you know, the Pepperdine, the four corner stall shoot. You know, I call them a four corner team.
Yeah. I just don't see it. That's why I think Baylor's going to take care of them. But we'll see. That's why, you know, my upset's Miami and my blowout is Baylor. Now, here's a tough one for me, talking about what I think my memory bank is saying. Izzo in the second round is pretty rock solid for the investors out there. Am I right in that one?
Yeah, I like them getting 3.5 today.
I'm thinking they're going to win the game, period. Money line him, because he doesn't lose. I mean, he finds a way. It's weird when they're the middle seeds. When they're favored, sometimes they lose in the second round, or if they're, you know, in the 12th seed, they lose. But it's funny. When they're in the middle, they kind of got a weird chip, you know, saying, you know what, people don't think we're as good, we are. And then when they're real bad, you know, it's just funny. That's what I've noticed about Michigan State.
I'll tell you the game I'm looking for is the Gonzaga.
Gonzaga's going to be a good game. Yes. TCU could beat them, I think, Scott. I don't think they will. But TCU, are they getting a decent amount of points, Josh?
I'm seeing 6.
I don't know if Gonzaga covers that.
They're just so disciplined.
Yes, they are.
They really are.
Oh, no, it's only 3.5.
Okay, well then.
They'll cover that.
They should. Yeah. They should.
Yep.
But again, that wouldn't surprise me if TCU wins. Have old Dickie Vitale.
He makes the tournament, baby.
Doesn't he, though?
He does.
He does. Down in, you know, the wonderful Tampa Bay area, down there in Lakewood Ranch. And speaking of that, we're going to take a quick break right now, but want to do a shout-out for my friends, Two Guys Gun Show, over there in Largo, Florida, Pinellas Park, right there on the line. 6214 North 126th Avenue. Real simple to find. Just Google it in. 6214 North 126th Avenue, Pinellas Park. They have the gun show going on right now, and at 1:30, if you want to get your carry permit, they'll be having a class on that. So check them out. And also, if you're an internet guy, go to twoguysshows.com, and you can see some things there. When we come right back, we will discuss a little bit more of March Madness. So hang in there with us.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
You look at your PC or Mac, and you notice that your webcam light is on. But wait, you haven't even opened your camera. I'm Kim Commando, America's Digital Pro. Hackers, or even some creepy admins in a chat room, can remotely take over webcams. It's terrifying. Here are 5 signs that your webcam is hacked. Number 1, the light is on when you're not using it. Your light should only come on when the camera is in use. Next, weird icons or unfamiliar programs pop up on your desktop. Got those? Creeps could have installed software to access your webcam. 3, unexpected pop-ups or documents in your files. That's another red flag. 4, friends start receiving weird messages or emails from you. Your webcam could be compromised and the hacker is sending and receiving data from it. And finally, browser extensions that you didn't install yourself. Hackers use them to access your webcam, and one clear sign is if the light turns on whenever you open your browser. Want to sound like a tech pro even if you're not? Try my daily longer podcast. It's called Kim Komando Today.
You can Google anything, but you can't Google trusted advice. And that's why millions just like you turn to Kim Komando every day on national radio, television, and USA Today to help protect and secure your computers, smartphones, televisions, and most important, to keep you and your family safe from hackers and scammers. If you're not already getting Kim's free breaking security alerts, you're missing a critical component to living in today's digital age. You can sign up now at komando.com/subscribe. Kim sends these free email newsletters to your inbox only when data breaches could expose your personal information. And when hackers find new ways to break into your computers and devices, Kim is always looking out for you. It's easy and free to get Kim's breaking security alerts. Go to komando.com/subscribe. Enter your email address and that's it. That's komando.com/subscribe. komando.com/subscribe.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, folks, thanks for hanging in there with us here on AM 860 The Answer. We appreciate you very much. Also, want to talk a little bit about our Bucks. Neat cover story in the paper today about Jameel Dean, you know, and it's amazing. You know, when he first came here, he was having his struggles, and he just went right to Coach Todd Bowles and said, man, teach me the game of football. Let me get my head right. People don't realize, you know, we all go through trials and tribulations, and we need to start taking care of the mental aspect of life, the brain, okay, your head. You know, we'd fix a broken leg and a broken arm like it's no big deal. And then when it comes to that, we're like, oh, what's the big deal? Well, it is a big deal. A lot of people suffer from a lot of different mental issues that we need to take care of. And he's man enough to come out and talk about it. Now he's signing a $52 million contract. So God bless the kid. I wish him well. And, you know, just something to think about. And our military personnel, I'm losing 22 guys and gals, you know, a day when it comes to PTSD. I'm a little sick and tired of it. I hope everybody else is, and I hope we start doing some things to help these veterans out. They go and they're willing to take a bullet for us. How about we be willing to spend some time and help them out? So anyway, anything you can do to help out the vets, you know, take that extra 5 minutes and do it. It's a good deed. It's a good thing. Like I said, freedom isn't free. All right, Josh, let's finish up with a little Marchy Madness. UConn, baby. I think they're the best middle seed to be able to win it all. Would you concur with that, or do you see somebody else, Josh, that you like in that middle seed?
The best middle seed.
You know, 5-6.
Yeah, interesting. I kind of like Arkansas.
Really? The Razorbacks.
They just have a lot of really good athletes.
Okay.
I think I would choose Tennessee because I liked Duke a lot. So Tennessee beating them yesterday, I think I would probably side with them.
Well, it's real funny, Josh, you named those two teams with what your father said a few minutes ago about coaches. You know, you think Arkansas, I think of Nolan Richardson. I think of Tennessee, I think of Coach Pearl. So it's kind of funny how, you know, you just don't have, like you said, Scott, that same, oh, that team, that's the coach. You know, I can't tell you that like I used to. It's business. I get it. You know, you have to do what's best for your family. It's just the way of the world is now.
I never realized until yesterday, because Bruce is coaching Auburn now, how
correct.
Much he looked like a football coach.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I didn't know any better, yes. Saw him walking around campus, I would think that he was.
He yeah, does.
That he coaches on the line. Actually,
oh, yeah.
He looks like a football
lineman.
Yeah,
that's
that
what he
too.
Means. Yeah. I mean,
but again,
like
if you saw him
I mean,
walking around campus, obviously he's not a student anymore. He would, you know, he looks more like a coach these days.
He does.
But no, speaking of that,
he's got a Chris Farley look.
A little bit.
I was at the patio on Friday with some buddies for St. Paddy's Day, and Todd Bowles was there. Tom Moore, the old QB whisperer,
yes.
was there smoking on a big cigar. The new offensive coordinator, Canales, who looks younger than me, which is kind of crazy.
He's a good kid, man.
The offensive line coach is there, running backs coach. This is cool. They're all there
so
hanging out.
So what you're telling me is we have an alcoholic new coaching staff.
That would be what the skeptics want to view it as. To me, it was the boys were out, you know, enjoying the holiday
Patrick's
together.
Day, Friday, they're
absolutely
good. They did their draft prep. They're
building
good.
Some team chemistry together.
That too. Whoa. Man, come on. Levinson, you're not negative like that.
All NFL teams have their meetings at bars.
Well, it's just to take the edge off. Relax.
They were hanging out.
We
did sign Baker since the last show, though. We have a new quarterback.
Touchdown maker or not?
I mean, I think it's good competition for Trask. I think this is about what everyone expected in terms of bringing in an affordable.
He's going to make Trask into Jay Fiedler. Okay, can you live with Jay Fiedler for a few years, Scott, our old Miami Dolphins QB?
I'm okay with Baker.
Are you okay?
I'm okay considering.
Would have you rather had Jimmy G?
Yeah.
Would have you rather had Derek Carr?
Yes.
Okay.
Derek Carr's way
Jimmy
more.
Jimmy G, I'm a 50-50.
Okay.
But Derek Carr. Oh, yeah.
Carr, we couldn't afford, though.
Right.
That's just the reality. Jimmy G was a fair one. But for me, Baker's more fun. I think he carries more upside. And at that point, like, we're not going to be good this year. I think more people are accepting that. We're going to be one of the five worst teams in the NFL.
I'm thinking 6-11, you know?
Why? How? We're only going to be two games worse than last year, considering how much better our division's going to be and how lucky we got with some of those games last year.
You might not like my answer.
Okay.
But is our talent the same? Not even close. But we lost a lot of games. Not a lot of games, but we lost games last year because we had a quarterback that couldn't move. And I know we're going to say, oh, Tom Brady still was a great quarterback. No, he wasn't.
He was still better than half the league.
We needed a moving quarterback.
Okay, that's fine. If we're willing to say that, then you have to also acknowledge how many times he pulled a victory out of his behind the Cardinals game.
Well, let's talk about that, Josh. That's funny that there's a big evaluation to do that with. A lot of these, the quarterback came back in the last 2 minutes. Well, what did he do for the first 58? Let's put that in the equation. Now, when it's a 45-42 game, I'm going to probably side with you like that guy.
That's perfectly fair. But if we're going to sit here and say, it's the quarterback's fault that we were 8-9 last season.
No, not saying his fault, but we probably lost a couple games. You said we won a couple games, fortunately, and I'll give that to you, Josh.
It evens out.
Thank you. That's what I'm trying to say. That's why I'm thinking it's going to even out that they'll go 6-11. They'll win a couple. They'll split in the division, I think, Josh. I really do.
I think we go 2-4 in the division. Saints sweep us. We split the other two.
The NFL.
I think they'll get three.
I think the Arizona Cardinals will be the only team in the NFC worse than us.
The NFL
went
through their phase of having big defensive linemen rushing the passer and all. They have now, if you look at these defenses, they are going to smaller ends again. They are bringing their linebackers up, going back to 3-4s. And a drop back passer is a liability, not a benefit anymore. If you cannot move as a quarterback, you are not a benefit to your team. How many passes did we have wide receivers open? If we could have extended the play just one, two more seconds, Brady had no ability to do that. Zero. Not even a hint of the ability to move around. At least Mayfield, I will hope, can extend a play 2-3 seconds.
Well, if you're smart, they'll roll him out. They'll give him a roving pocket like they used to do with Joe Montana in San Francisco, and we'll see what comes of it.
I think what winds up happening, our schedule isn't out yet, so it's hard, but it'll be one of those situations where there's a quarterback competition in the preseason.
Sure.
Baker wins.
Okay.
We don't come out that hot, and then after the bye week, we make the switch. Assuming the bye week is around week six, week seven, that's usually how it goes.
Yeah. Unless he does well, right?
I would be.
If he does well, then obviously you ride it till the wheels fall off. But
I would be okay with that. But what I don't want to see him do is what we did with the beard.
Right.
He was doing all right, and we, you know, when I would have left him in there that year.
Yeah, Fitz magic. Just let him ride it.
You know.
But it was funny, though, Scott, because he was starting to go down a little bit. Fitz is good for 4 to 5 games. He was that streaky type of guy. You know, he'd win 4 or 5 for you, and the next 2 would be like, who is this guy? It was weird. It was really weird. I don't know why it was like that, but, you know, just the way it went down.
Well, what's his name? Who was our safety? Edwards or who just went to the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Just got picked up by the Chiefs. I don't think anyone in our – the only one that I – I could give or take any of our DBs.
Yeah, man. Hey, we have one open line at 877-969-8600. Charles, welcome into the zone. What's on your mind today, sir?
Hey, boys. Hope you all are enjoying this wonderful, chilly Florida weather.
It's not too bad. 66 degrees. I can live with that, Charles. Not too bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it only lasts for a little bit, and then, of course, about 3 months now, we're all going to be complaining, like, it's too damn hot, you know. It's
right.
Like, tell everybody it's either too hot, too cold, too wet, or too dry. The only thing nobody ever complains about is having too much money, because I've yet to hear Jeff Bezos go, damn, that $500 billion.
My taxes. Oh, my.
So, Charles, you don't go along with money can't buy happiness, do you?
No, but it beats whatever comes in second. That's for sure.
Well, I got to tell you, it might not buy happiness, but it can buy a lot of fun nights.
Well, what I like to say
like
is you can't buy happiness.
Like the old country song.
Yeah? Go ahead. What is that?
Well, it's called Money, you know, Money Can't, or Money Can Buy Me a Boat.
Right.
And a Yeti to put some silver bullets in it.
Right. That's it. Yes, sir. Yes.
So how you like your Crimson Tide in the tournament, Charles?
Well, I tell you what, my boys, I'm shocked as hell. I didn't even realize we had a basketball team.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I still got to say one thing, though. Money can't buy happiness, but, boy, you can rent it for a long time. So, anyway.
I think that's what my wife's hoping for.
Exactly. Lease and rent for a long time, baby, the greenbacks. But I'll tell you, it really doesn't. If you don't have your health, man, that's the main thing. And physical and mental, like I talk about a lot on this show, Charles. So,
oh, yeah. No, yeah. I mean, the older we get, the more that comes true. And
amen.
You know, it's just that, you know, when you're young and growing up and,
oh,
you know, you're like, oh, I'm bulletproof and nothing's going to hurt me. And then you get older and you're like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done this. Maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Very good points, Charles. Very
but,
good points.
No, I'm happy with my Tide. I mean, I hope they can keep going. But they're so streaky, man. It's like they play a real great game, and then the next one they look like crap, and then they play a great game. And so, you know, I just hope they can keep going. And, I mean, they are young and everything else, but this has been a great tournament, man. I mean,
no, man, absolutely, Charles.
That's the reason they play these games.
There you go, man. No, you're right, Charles. You're right. No, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. Well, we're up against a hard break. Want to thank you for calling in and checking in with us, my man. Keep safe down there. You're down in the Bradenton, Sarasota area, correct, Charles?
That is correct, sir. And
beautiful.
Then I just wish you guys God's blessings and have a blessed week.
Thank you, Charles. Take care, man. Yeah, man, you can hear us all the way down to Port Charlotte, all the way up to Crystal River, all the way over to Lakeland, or you can catch us on iHeart or the good old streaming of the internet computer. 860 AM. We'll try to have the answers when we come back for you. Got a couple messages for you that could be helpful to you or your family, and also a little news and weather update. And we'll be right back in just a couple minutes. Hang in there with us. Thank you.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Here's the latest from the Answer News Center.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. North Korea has launched a short-range ballistic missile toward the sea today as the North ramps up testing activities in response to ongoing U.S.-South Korean military drills it views as an invasion rehearsal. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement the missile launched this morning from the northwestern region flew across the country before it landed in the waters off its east coast. Of course, the U.S. and South Korea point out the joint military drills have been going on for decades, and there's never been any invasion. Former President Trump says in a social media post he expects to be arrested on Tuesday in relation to a New York charge against him, and he's asking for supporters across the country to protest if that happens. And Russian President Vladimir Putin visits the occupied port city of Mariupol today. This is SRN News.
Sleep Finance.
AM 860, The Answer. Listen on our website, theanswertampa.com. 93.7 FM. W229DJ Dunedin. By downloading the Answer Tampa app or on TuneIn or Odyssey.
The latest from AccuWeather at the top and bottom of the hour. Only on AM 860, The Answer.
Today we'll have a shower in the area in the morning. Otherwise, cloudy and cooler with a high 67. Tonight, cool with a couple of showers. It'll be overcast in the evening, then partly cloudy late. The low will be 49. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high 68. Tomorrow night, mainly clear with a low 49. On Tuesday, partly sunny and warmer with a high 79. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Garrett Beck for AM 860, The Answer.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll-free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, all right. Thanks for tuning in to us here on AM860, The Answer. You can catch us also on the Military Radio Network, the show, as well as my friend, Internet Radio Network, IRN. So a lot of shout-outs there for our friends and family and our supporters. That's what it's all about. And we like to bring you a cool sports show also, obviously.
So you're saying we're on a mass expansion.
We're just rocking, man.
They're picking us up everywhere.
They love us.
Does that mean we're syndicated?
Oh, I don't know about all that. I don't want to get carried away now, but, you know, it's nice to be loved. It's nice to be
loved. Hey, on a few other stations, I'm good with that.
There you go, man. So that's what it's all about. Now, Josh, okay, getting back to our wonderful Buccarinis. Aren't you guys happy at least the way they restructured the contracts and the guys want to stay and try to make, you know, a win out of this thing? I mean, are you that – you really think they're going to be that bad? I just don't see them being that bad.
It's not due to a lack of effort. The Glazers have never been a team to tank. Jason Light has proven to be very solid general manager. We just don't have the talent.
Are you happy
with – Go ahead.
Letting playoff Lenny go.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to let him go. Rashad was clearly the more efficient guy, and he's younger. And we brought in Chase Edmonds, who's solid. He's going to be a fine little third down option type guy.
Yeah, I mean,
he's an underrated pass catcher. But that's the reality. It's more.
Would it shock you if the Bucks won 8-9? It sounds like, yeah, Patrick, it'd shock the heck out of me.
Shock me? No, 8-9 again is still below 500.
Right.
And so much of this is.
I think they could be just. Could they be 4-13, Josh? Yeah, I guess.
I think
don't
that's
that.
More likely than 8-9.
It probably is more likely, but not by that much.
Sure.
You know,
at the end of the day, we're going to be a bad team. And honestly,
so you think Derek Carr is really going to make New Orleans that much better?
They are the clear favorite in our division.
Yeah,
no questions asked.
Okay. So you think they go from? I think 8-9. Do you think they're going to go?
They're at least 2 wins better. Wow. I think the Panthers are going to be at least 2 wins better because they're going to have that number one overall pick, and that's going to help. Whatever.
So you're saying 11-6 for New Orleans if
around
you
around there.
You know, we'll say 10-7, not to put you out on a limb. And you're going to say 9-8 for the Panthers, and then what about the Falcons?
Around 7-8 wins.
So, and then we're going to be the bottom of the division,
6-11. Yeah, 4 or 5 wins.
Wow.
Yeah, not only bottom of the division, literally, I said it, I think the Cardinals, the Texans, Colts, and Titans are going to be the only 4 teams worse than us in the NFL.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if the Colts do something.
I wouldn't either. That's why I almost left them off that list. But as far as bottom 5 teams, we're going to be in that mix, and it's going to be all about who's the kid, Caleb Wilson, whoever the top pick is for 2024. That's what it's all going to be about, where this year there's kind of a mix of people who think the top pick might be. Next year, it's just all about Caleb Wilson.
Yeah, well.
So, back up. So, if everyone wants him, whoever we have at quarterback.
Right. Unless Baker turns out to be really something special.
Caleb Williams, not Wilson. Sorry, okay. I knew I was saying that wrong.
Okay.
So these guys, no matter who we have at quarter, say we get the first pick.
Right, next year. 2024, we get Caleb Williams.
Yes.
So the whole...
Even if Baker does well?
If Baker does well, we're not going to have the top pick.
Well, we could trade up. I'm just saying, let's suppose he does well, the team doesn't.
Then I don't know how that could be possible. That's a weird hypothetical. But, yeah, if the quarterback does well and we want to re-sign, we only signed him to a one-year, $8.5 million contract.
Right.
So if Baker does well and at least competes for the division and we decide we want to bring him back, then, sure, we use the pick on someone else.
Let's put it like this. Are you drafting a quarterback this year or next year, period, in your opinion?
The Bucs?
Yeah.
I think this year we won't.
Okay.
Because, I think it would behoove us to see what we have with the second round pick we spent and invested, and I think that's what they are going to do.
Good.
Because if he does well, then all of a sudden we have a young, promising quarterback on a cheap deal. If he doesn't do well, then we are right there in the Caleb Williams sweepstakes.
But you only have him on the cheap deal for one more year. It's not a good looking situation no matter how you look. Say Trask comes out and tears it up.
Then I'm stoked that we have a good young quarterback. And
okay.
I will pay him whatever the market calls.
He's going into...
Year 3.
This year.
Yeah.
Next year...
would be year 4.
Yeah. Right.
26 years of age.
So this is his year to show it. He's either going to show it or not. It's very, very simple.
Yeah. You're worried he's going to show it and then
gone.
Have a problem.
They're gone.
We would sign it. We'd pick up the fifth-year player option because that's the way these contracts are structured.
But what I'm saying is we don't have a long – I mean, yeah, you're hoping – if this guy turns out, you're hoping you got 2 years with him.
You sign his fifth-year option, then
you're looking way too much at the business aspect. Yeah. You have a young quarterback on a rookie deal. That's it. That's all that matters. You re-sign him and you keep him. You know how many quarterbacks have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers drafted and re-signed?
Here's the good point.
The answer is zero. Right. Zero in the history of the franchise. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is this rookie deal quarterback is going into his third year and we don't know anything.
Right.
So the best you got, if he lights it up, you got 2 years hoping you can re-sign a guy.
No.
Yes, yes, yes.
You're getting way too far ahead of yourself. We have 2 years of good quarterback play.
No. And we sign him for the fifth-year option. We could have him for the next 3 years.
Absolutely.
And if he does well, Scott, they'll go, you know what? We're going to extend your fifth-year option right
you
now.
You want to have that problem. You want to be forced to pay your quarterback.
I thought you were going more to that he could be a one-year wonder and then let us down. And, unfortunately, you weren't going there. But
you know
it could
what?
Happen, but that's life, man.
But to make it even juicier, you know what? He was a second-round pick, so there isn't even that fifth-year option. This, the year 3 and year 4, that's it. So we get 2023, 2024.
Okay.
That's great. That's 2 years.
So if he does well, let's suppose this time next year, Scott, the kid beats out Baker. Let's talk about hypothetical. The kid turns into a Derek Carr. Okay?
Boom. Perfect.
Okay?
Perfect.
Okay? We re-sign him in a New York second this time next year to a 5-year extension.
You think?
Well, he'd be with us for one more year. Oh, you don't want to sign that contract to
no,
get
I'm
hurt
saying
in your fourth
you
year?
Think he's going to sign?
He'd be a fool not to.
Why?
Because if he gets hurt, then he's done. So, you know, now if they don't, if he does great this year, Scott, and they don't sign him this time next year, then your point just made a good, like, okay, guys, you don't want to re-sign me? You don't want to give me that contract? No problem. I'll finish out this year. And then guess what? Someone's going to be calling me.
But I'd love to have that problem.
Oh, I would no
much,
question.
I'd much rather it be where we have to worry about paying this guy than just have a bad quarterback on the roster.
Amen. Amen. No, no question about it. Ray's looking pretty good in spring training, Josh. I wish, you know, Glasnow wouldn't hurt his oblique, but, you know, he'll recover. He'll get right. I mean, I like the pitching staff. I'm seeing better hitting from the Rays than I have in a long time, so that's encouraging. I mean, because let's be real. If we could have hit the ball a little bit last year, I'm not saying we're going to the World Series, but I think we would have beat Cleveland. I really do. Yeah. The pitching was fantastic. The hitting was horrendous.
Absolutely. You watch any of the World Baseball Classic?
Yeah, let's talk about that. Josh, I'm glad you brought that up. This is a very unique question I want to hit you with. And then Scott, I want you to please answer it also. Is it an honor to play for your country? Of course it is. I think there's a little bit of manipulation and maneuvering of that, too. Let's keep it real. That part I'm not a big fan of. But it is what it is. But, you know, you can get hurt anywhere. That was a brilliant thing that was said. Now, jumping up and down and acting foolish, though, you're not helping your odds. It's just like, hey, I could get hurt, you know, walking, you know, outside the studio today. Me jumping on a motorcycle and going 80 miles an hour, probably more likely to get hurt than that. So let's keep it in perspective.
Risk versus reward.
Amen.
Yeah.
But I don't know if this is good overall, this World Baseball Classic, for the players, for their teams, that sort of thing.
Oh, it's
is the pride of your country override your major league contract and your players? So just let me ask that first.
Yeah, yeah, but you just conflated the two. Because it is good for the players. It's not good for the teams.
Okay.
You can see the players out there. If you watch any of these interviews,
yeah,
you see
enjoying it.
Enjoying it's an understatement.
Yeah,
Mike Trout specifically said this is the most fun he's had on a field in forever, in his whole life. And it wasn't even where he was kind of getting at the Angels or anything. It wasn't about that. It was just pure joy, pure jubilation. And again, man, we talk all the time.
Well, it's kind of cool to be on a superstar team, Josh.
Of course it is.
So, but that's not what the game's
about.
But
that's what I mean. But you keep saying that's not what the game is about. For us as fans, it's different than what the players play for. And
yeah,
we talk all the time about how business interferes with and corrupts the game and the joy of the game.
I agree.
So to see these guys just playing for the joy of it, playing for their countries, and especially the Venezuela team and Puerto Rico and these guys, they are truly stoked. I think there's another level of deeper appreciation for some of these guys playing for the smaller countries than the guys on the U.S.,
There's some truth to that.
I think it's cool to see. It's a similar reason to where the March Madness. Just a pure joy.
They're having fun. Did you see, Joshua, I don't know if you saw, did you see the video of them all standing around the batting cage, Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Taking
cool.
hit and prep. Yeah. Dude, did you see him launch some of them?
Yeah.
Good. That guy still has the purest, most
swing. Amazing
swing I've ever seen.
He could give you three or four at-bats in a game. He's just not going to be able to do it day in and day out.
Exactly.
No, but just watching him still swing.
He could
swing
be a DH, you know that?
I mean, you were younger, Joshua. You saw him play. But
absolutely,
just even watching that video of him now, that swing is that is Robert Redford, the natural.
No doubt.
His swing is
That's
amazing.
Good. I like that. Josh, I have to ask you this. It's cool. Our generation gap, you and I. Your generation.
It's just a couple of years, right?
Oh, I wish, brother. Boy, would I love to get back.
Hey, that's
Woo!
Not a gap, Patrick. That's a canyon.
That's a canyon. It's a canyon. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Oh, man. Now, on a serious note, I want your opinion on this. And I know your generation is more liberal, more woke, more everything is fun, it's okay, and sportsmanship and class have left the building. But can we agree sometimes in baseball, these guys, in my opinion, okay, embarrass the sport with their antics, and football and basketball also. Now, I'm sure that's my age talking, but I do think I do have some merit. You can never go wrong with class. You just can't, Josh. Number one question, do you see my point? Number two, how much of it do you agree with? How much do you disagree with? Go ahead.
You can never go wrong with class. Yes. I also believe you can't go wrong with celebrating your accomplishments and being proud of what you do. I think humility is lame. I think it's overrated. I think obviously you don't need to be going right in front of someone's face and all that, but celebrate your accomplishments. Be proud of who you are. Be proud of what you do. We're raised to go for gold and be the best that you can be and all that. Sure. And then we're told, oh, you know, the time and place to actually be proud of what you're doing.
I saw you do it, Josh. Okay? You did it. Great. I'm proud of you. You don't need to jump around like an idiot.
You sound like a sore loser because you didn't win.
No, man.
It's like it goes back to the Bill Belichick. If you don't like it, then stop it.
It's just act accordingly. Oh, man, we got to take a quick timeout. But
we got to take a timeout and then come back and watch Joshua and Pat pound each other over the table. I'm liking this.
We'll be right back here on 860 AM, baby. The answers, and I'll have the answers. This generation, wake up. Forget being woke up.
That's cold.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
It's easy and profitable to be kind to others when you enter the Kindness Challenge. Each day for 30 days, we'll post a new act of kindness that you can do for others. On April 17th, you could win $5,000, and a deserving organization will also receive $5,000 in your name. You can make a difference in others' lives when you enter the Kindness Challenge.
Share your kindness in the Blair Jewelers Kindness Challenge. Go to theanswertampa.com to enter.
Bill Bunkley with something to think about. America and the world are witnessing great shakings that have not been experienced in many years. Very concerning events are erupting all over, like popcorn in a microwave. Those events give us a feeling that something extraordinary is unfolding. A perfect storm may be brewing. Communist China is moving toward a closer, unholy alliance with Russia and Iran that has many prophecy watchers on edge. Remember, China is declaring its view of a new world order with itself as the new dominant world leader of what they call a global civilization initiative. The domestic and global banking system is teetering on collapse. And what's most worrisome is that the leader of the free world, President Biden, is a man trying to navigate severe cognitive issues. America must return to God and pray for our country's leadership. I'm Bill Bunkley.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free, 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, all right. All right. Young and old getting into it.
Ding, 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 ding. Round two. Go ahead.
Come on, man. Show some class. Do you have to act like a clown when you score a touchdown or hit a home run? Really, Josh? We saw you score the touchdown. We saw you hit the home run. You have to celebrate it. Celebrate what? You're winning the game. Celebrate that. Come on, man.
That's what you're celebrating. It's fun to celebrate. It's fun to celebrate our accomplishments in life. That's, you know.
Killing me, kid. He's good people, though.
All work and no play makes
Johnny a dull boy.
There you go.
Come on, no. Makes Johnny a class act. That's what it does.
So do you want him not? I do think the whole let's run 80 yards to the other end zone. And
on a fumble recovery in the first quarter, really?
That to me, okay, we're delaying the game here. Let's go.
What? Michael Irvin put it best. And NFL is a little different because of how violent and physical the sport is. But he said, man, you go run as fast as you can, jump up into the air when you got two 250-pound, 6-foot-plus people trying to take you out and, you know, cut you in half, and you're going up there just to catch a ball and then hit the ground. It's It's not easy. If it was easy, we'd do it.
It's not easy, and that's why he made $20 million a year.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Someone paid him that. It's not like he stole it from anyone. We have nothing to do with the – but that's the thing. He can still – he can be paid well.
You can't complain about the bad and love the good, Josh. That's got to stop, too, in this country. It really does.
I don't hear Michael Irvin complaining. He seems to be enjoying his life for the most part.
You know what I mean,
but they get
Alex.
Paid on, to take, just like a police officer gets paid to take the risk. These guys get paid to take the risk.
And so when a police officer
shouldn't be that disproportionate.
But a police officer is a great example. When they take out a bad guy, they hoot and holler and celebrate their accomplishment. If you close a great deal doing your business, it's worth celebrating. Go pop a bottle of champagne or whatever it is you choose to do.
Well, there's definitely a difference in sports and in real life. Let's get it this way. If a cop was on camera and he just shot someone, good guy or bad guy, and started doing the Billy White Johnson.
That's not, come on, that's not what I mean. I'm talking about, I know. They break up like a domestic violence, like if there's clearly a bad guy and they spear him into the ground, it's like, yeah, you got him. Like, you did a good job and you deserve to accomplish that or celebrate that accomplishment.
Yeah, there's a little difference. It's only you and me seeing that, not 50 million people.
Oh, so for you, it's the audience?
Part of
isn't
it.
That part of what makes it such a great accomplishment? I did all this in front of people.
But Patrick, you have to admit, you liked when Billy White Shoes Johnson did his thing.
The chicken dance?
It was new.
It was exciting. What happened was, like you guys love to say, novelty of it. Now it's become a choreographed nonsense.
You want new celebrations. You want innovative celebrations. It's not the celebrating. It's how they're celebrating.
There is some truth to that, Josh. You called me out. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought, and I'm not a T.O. fan, but it was funny as heck when he took the, you know.
It's hilarious. Joe Horn with the cell phone.
I thought that was stupid.
Now, the best one to me
I'm
is
just
still.
Being honest with that.
Okay,
I didn't like
but,
that one.
But now that
the
we're
best
getting,
is
now,
the Sharpie.
The yeah, Sharpie post. That was awesome.
But now that we're getting to the bottom of it. So
the
for
popcorn.
You, for you, it's not the celebrating. It's how they celebrate.
It better be funny.
He doesn't like the team. He doesn't like to run 80 yards and do a rowboat.
It's the whole, you can protest. You just have to protest according to my rules. You have to protest according
to
me.
Yes,
I
like
that. You can celebrate.
That.
It just has to be my way.
Yeah, just like Disney saying that I can say this or the media saying I can say that. Yeah, same thing.
Go fly a kite.
Oh,
come on.
So I have to fly a kite, but you don't. Okay, I got gotcha.
We can both fly whatever kite we want,
Patrick,
and we can dance while
Patrick,
doing it.
Patrick, you could be a Bears fan and never see a celebration.
Woo!
Oh,
we're going to have something to talk
next
about.
Week, guys,
plant.
Next week.
High school
guys,
baseball, baby.
There is some baseball stuff going on in this city and the high school, and we will have some guests in studio. I'm telling you, you want to hear a show, tune in next week. You will hear a show.
Peace, Tampa.
Peace, Tampa Bay. Peace.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.